4 pounds off of that fish if you know what I mean. I thought it was pretty good.
It was pretty fair of the guy, wasn't it?
Yes, they have to take off so many pounds off of the fish if you blow the light out on that lantern.
If your wife goes to the store and she buys a new dress, what would you tell her if you like it?
Well, I'd say that looks good on you, or something to that effect. That's a very nice dress, or what did it cost you, and one thing or another like that.
Could you tell it's pretty, or?
Yes, I'd say that's pretty, and it looks good on you.
And what do you call it when your wife puts on her best dress, and you say she's going to...
I'd say to her, are you going out on some kind of a big fang dangle, or what's going on here? She'd tell me she's going to a club or something.
And, and let's see, when she gets dressed up like this, she might have something for her coins. What would you call that?
For her coins?
Coins, her money?
Yeah. I call her purse.
One of those things on her arm?
Yeah, well, that'd be a bracelet.
And maybe one of those things around her neck?
Well, that'd be a bunch of beads. That's what we call that.
And if it's raining, she might carry one of those things over her head?
Well, that'd be what you'd call a... Let's see, we bandana, wouldn't it?
Well, I was thinking one of those things that she might push out and put up to keep the rain off.
Bonnet.
Well, this would be something she'd carry. Have a long handle.
Parasol.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, parasol.
And she's wearing her good dress, and she goes in the kitchen. She'll probably put something...
apron around her or something, bib or something on.
And let's see, down at the bottom of her dress with a... the material is folded up underneath and then sewn. That's the...
be what you'd call a hem, I think.
And if you lose a button and you want to seal the opening, you can seal it with a... you used these on your children when they were young and they had a diaper.
Yeah, or a safety pin.
Yeah. I got one little girl I can't get out of a diaper to save my soul.
Well,
she's not two yet, so I'm not worried.
No, it's still plenty of time yet.
Wow, one of my friends, this little boy was 2 and a half, and he wouldn't get to call a train.
Yeah.
So he was beginning to worry. Oh, let's see, in the winter when it's cold and you're going to church on Sunday, you'll probably wear a... over your...
overcoat?
Yeah. And let's see, under that you'll probably have your...
sweater?
And how about one of those things with buttons on the front and you put your watch chain through a hole?
Vest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty elegant.
Yeah, right? That's something I very seldom wear anymore.
And let's see, you'll have a belt, and that'll hold up your...
suspenders.
And let's see, they'll hitch on to your... they hold up these.
Supporters.
And, well, I was thinking more of this thing that covers the bottom half of me. See, I can't tell you the word. I was thinking now, what you call this that I'm wearing down here? My shirt and my...
Oh, your